We had a big expenditure this year here, built a new ice machine and ice house for holding the ice. So very excited. It about triples our ice making capacity and doubles or triples our holding capacity. So yeah, finally, after all these years, we're going to have ample ice to take care of our fleet.
What were you doing before this?
Make and do. We always kept up. We always kept up, but it was a struggle. I mean, we've had, in the past years, we've had to send tenders to Ketchikan to get ice or Wrangell to get ice. We iced lots of our tenders in Wrangell last year. So we always were short, and it was always, we were scrimping, and frankly, if a boat asked to come into our fleet, we'd ask him how much ice he uses per week because it was that tight. But no, now we've got capacity like we've never had before, and it's going to be a wonderful thing for us and our fleet.
And any idea of the price tag on it?
Haven't seen the final price tag. Let's just say it's significant. Okay. Yeah, a lot of expensive refrigeration equipment, you put a lot of money into a facility like this, and it's nice that Trident was willing to make that kind of investment in Petersburg.
Is it going to allow the Trident to do anything new or different here, or just keep up with what it was doing?
You know, we've always tried to be aggressive in adding fleet, and we've been very fortunate to continue to grow our fleet, which has always put pressure on our ice making capacity. So, no, we're going to keep doing exactly what we have been doing. Trying to buy more fish from Lynn Canal all the way to Tree Point. So, no, it'll just allow us to provide better service. It'll be great for our tenders because they'll be able to get loaded faster and not have to hang around or run other places to get their ice.
Is the building done?
95% done. I mean, there's still some tweaks, and we're working our way through it. It was an aggressive construction plan, and we've got some final things to work on. But we're icing 7 tenders this week, and it's all gone well. So yeah, we're very pleased.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. It started March or something, I think, construction.
Yeah. We started pouring concrete and things in March. Yeah, middle of March, and it's up now. No, it was a very, very aggressive plan, and we're thrilled to have it done in time. Yeah.
There's a little bit of other work going on, just cleanup of other buildings, the Trident buildings?
Or? Well, yeah, I mean, after, again, the construction project took in all areas around it, too, and so, yeah, now we're in the process of just, cleaning up the messes and getting ourselves back into production mode.
Finding some old stuff underneath those buildings, too?
Yeah, no, Ron Lesh found a few items over there underneath some of the vans and things like that, so, yeah, it's a cleanup. Every time we dig a hole, we find a new old line or something that's down there, so, yeah, a lot of memories coming back from just this new project.
Okay. So when do you hope to be up and shooting ice out at?
Well, we did it last week, and we're doing it again. Actually, a boat just showed up right now. So, yeah, we're using it and kind of fine-tuning it as we go.
Okay. And does this impact anything else in your operations or anything like that? You obviously don't use any ice from the cold storage or anything like that.
No, we've never done that. No, it really just gives us the capability of doing a better job at what we've done. We're just happy to have the worry of whether we have enough ice each week off our head.
Any other big expansion plans, or is that the big one for now?
This was a big chunk of money that we're spending, so we'll digest this for a little bit. We don't have anything else. Now it's just focus on the season and run as much fish as we can.
Okay, and have you started seeing any fish coming across the docks?
Yeah. No, we had it was a decent week in the gill netting, different areas. There's kings in the south. There was decent dogs up north. So it's kind of a normal start right now, I would say. It's still very early and so hard to project what kind of year it'll be.